what we're seeing in the Donegal market is a pretty increase in rents. So year on year, rents in early 2015 were about 3% higher than a year previously. So in practical terms, you're talking on average a 15 euro a month increase in rents. Clearly that's going to matter over the course of the year to renters and to landlords. But compared to other counties rather, where you've seen maybe 10 or 15% increases in rents, it's a very different market.
And regarding the availability of rental accommodation here in County Donegal, where do we stand there?
Well, if you look at the trend for the sort of figures for the Ulster counties as a whole, it's quite in line actually with trends across the country. So on the 1st of May 2015, there were about 220 units in the three Ulster counties available to rent on that day. If you go back a couple of years, if you go back to the 1st of May 2012, there would have been over 1,000. So going from 1,000 to 200, that's a significant contraction in choice for tenants. And that's pushing rents up. It's modest at the moment, but it's pressure that may build. It stays that tight for that long, we may see further upward pressure in rents.
And is this a rise that you expect to continue?
Ultimately, what's caused is the fact we have a growing population, but the housing stock is not growing. It's relatively fixed. There's very little building happening at the moment. And in that context, with more people but the same amount of homes, that's pushing up prices and pushing up rents. So that's not going to change quickly. Even if we decided tomorrow that we wanted to build a whole load of new homes, that would take 18, 24 months to actually come on stream onto the market. So I would be surprised if we saw any sharp fall in rents over the coming months or indeed the rest of the year.